There's a question that has been agitating my mind for some time. Whenever I read about the resemblance between Hazrat Masih Maud and then Nabi Isa, I get stuck with their missions. While I consider Hazrat Masih Maud's mission as universal, and we read in the Holy Quran that the mission of Nabi Isa was principally limited to the Jews. So then the resemblance ends for me there.
No, because you are putting it wrongly. The mission of Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, was defined by his predecessor, the lawbringer Moses. He was neither to enlarge the boundaries nor to bring them closer. So his mission was already decided, because Hazrat Moses was the lawbringer prophet. Whatever was his mission, whatever was his jurisdiction, the same was that of his follower prophet, because he was subordinate to him and his laws. So this is exactly the relationship between Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam and Hazrat Rasulul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Because his mission is unlimited, so his mission had to be unlimited, because the mission of Jesus Christ tallied with the mission of Moses. So if he is truly Messiah, his mission should also tally with his master, not with the previous Messiah's master. With his own master, you see.
I get the point.
There is a relationship between the lawbringer and the subordinate. That relationship is made very clear when we study the relationship of Moses and Jesus Christ, peace be upon him. That relationship would be reproduced here in case of Islam. Whatever be the mission of Hazrat Rasul Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Masih Maud alaihi salatu wasalam has to follow that exactly, neither more nor less.
Then what about this? Then anything about this physical resemblance between the two?
All the resemblance fall in this category which I have mentioned. If you understand fully the phenomena of Messiahhood and the relationship of Moses and Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, then you would understand the Messiahhood of Ahadra sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's age and his ummah. And then there is not just one single similarity, there's so many similarities. You know, Moses was permitted by Allah to resist sword with sword, to raise sword against those who raised swords against him and his followers. So was Ahadrat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam permitted to do the same. But Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, in the capacity of a Messiah, was not permitted this. Despite the fact that he was born on the same law of Torah, yet this permission was withheld from him. Similarly, it was to be that the Messiah of Ahadra sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would also not be given this permission of fighting with sword. And he would be required, and his followers would be required to offer constant, continuous sacrifices spread out over a century or more. And ultimately, as in the earlier case of the first Messiah, this passive resistance to oppression and persecution would definitely come out victorious, and the stronger violent persecution would be defeated. This happened in the case of earlier Messiah. This would happen again. It is happening again. So the resemblances are like this. The Jews had become very hard-hearted at the age of the Messiah, and they had become superficial in their religion. They would stick to form and would not understanding the pith of the thing, the essence, was totally lost to them. Yet, the same thing was to happen in the latter days of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's faith, that is Islam. the Muslims were to become hard-hearted. They were to be of the nature of a nature as which sticks to form and forgets about the inner meaning and sense. And they were to indulge in the same crimes, the same sorts of crimes, as the earlier people before them, the Jews, they indulged in. Now, this thing has been said exactly by Hazrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself. He said, in the latter days, the people belonging to my ummah would be so similar to the Jews that whatever crimes they had committed, they would repeat those crimes. He says the similarity would be of such nature, will be to such extent that like a pair of shoes, where one shoe resembles the other of the pair, they would resemble each other. Now, the English pair of shoes resembles less because it's right and left. But the Oriental pair of shoes, which is referred to, Nalan, there is no right or left. You can have either this on the right hand, right foot, or that on the right foot. It doesn't make any difference. So, Hazrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is talking of this pair of shoes, the Oriental pair of shoes, which were known to the Arabs. And there is no right or left. So, they're exactly similar. So, this is what was predicted by him. So, the whole picture would reappear in the same way. The people would be the same as were the people confronted Jesus Christ, peace be upon him. And their criminal habits, their attitudes towards religion, their superficialities, and strict obedience in some cases to form, and forgetfulness about the pith and the essence of the religion, they were all to be repeated, then they have been repeated.